Well, I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of things that aren't very well understood and aren't really the mainstream that are great places to put your money. Think about it. Think about people that are really, really wealthy. They don't keep their money just sitting in their savings account. That's not how it works.
Welcome to Tech Champagne, a wealth expansion podcast designed to help you turn simple ideas into major impact and big revenue. I'm Alisa Purdy, and I have spent the last 14 years helping women entrepreneurs build six and seven figure businesses with simple systems and automation. I'm your tech focused, profit driven bestie, and I'll be sharing client success stories, specific revenue strategies, and how creating big stretchy goals will change the course of your life. The first course I ever launched made 100K in the first year, and I love sharing the launch strategy and the mindset work required to make that happen. It's time to ditch the overwhelm and finally have massive growth in your business with automated systems. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. I'm Alisa Purdy and I am your host. And today we are talking about investing. I've done something recently. I've done a few things recently and it's gotten a little bit of backlash. And I want to share it here on the podcast with you because I think it's important for everybody to hear. So this has probably been like 3 years in the making, but I started investing in different things a few years ago. My husband is a seasoned investor and I've always kind of played it safe with my investments. I've gotten really comfortable putting money back into my business, hiring coaches, buying courses, you know, sort of all the things that help support you in your business. But I really didn't know anything about the stock market, about cryptocurrency, about sort of like these things that were off in the peripheral of investing. I was afraid. I didn't understand it. I thought it was a huge gamble for people. And we're going to talk about that part too. And it just, I was really scared to do it. So I didn't do it. I had a lot of resistance around investing in things that I wasn't already familiar with. So I'm going to talk about that today because what I've done recently on my social media, if you are following me on the socials, is I have started talking about it. And some people love it. Some people are with me on it. And some people have sent me some really mean messages, which I'm here for all of it. Honestly, I am here for all of it. When people do things that are a little bit out of the box, when people take big risks, when people are a little bit on the brave side, there's always people that are not on the brave side who are going to say something about it, right? If you're in the online space, if you're an entrepreneur, if you run your own business, you probably have heard of these things either from family members or friends or trolls on the internet who tell you what you're doing is wrong. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of things that aren't very well understood and aren't really the mainstream that are great places to put your money. Think about it. Think about people that are really, really wealthy. They don't keep their money just sitting in their savings account. That's not how it works. And let's be honest, ladies, education around investing is just not geared towards us. It's not designed for us. It's bros talking to bros and I'm over it. So I'm here to share some things with you today. We're going to talk about a couple of things today, two of them being investing in the stock market and also investing in crypto. So my husband, like I said, is a seasoned investor. He's been in the crypto game for a few years. And as the spouse of somebody who invests in crypto, I've absorbed some things because he's so excited about it and educates himself on it all the time. And so as the partner of somebody who's into something, you just absorb some things, right? Like he knows a lot about online business and course creation and funnels because this is what he hears me talk about all day. So it works in both directions. It works in both directions. So I've learned a little bit about crypto and I was super skeptical for a long time. And so here's what I did. I didn't take $100,000 and put it into the crypto market. That's not usually how one begins when one is just learning about investing in a new market. So what I did was I took $500 and asked him what he likes, what crypto he likes, what app I should use, how I can sort of begin to educate myself in a way that feels good to me. Because I don't want to be educated by someone. I mean, it's like, I'm going to share something really funny right now. Have you ever worked out with your partner? With your romantic partner, it doesn't work, right? They stand with you at the gym, they're pushing you, it's annoying because you have your triggers and all of your personal feelings, and then you're just annoyed. So for me, I didn't want him to give me a presentation on how to invest in crypto. I wanted him to tell me a couple places to begin, and I was going to do it myself or find other people to learn from because that's just how it works. So I asked him a couple of things. He suggested a platform called Uphold, and I'm a tech nerd. So I looked at Uphold as an app and I really like it. I like the dashboard. You know, I'm a tech person, so things need to make sense for me in order to use a tool. So it totally makes sense. And I really like it. So Uphold is the app that I use for buying and selling crypto. And so I asked him which, you know, what it meant, what the different tokens are, how volatile these can be. And so he recommended, and I've only at that point, I had only heard of Bitcoin because that's what everybody's been talking about for the last many, many years. Side note, Bitcoin, if you have any, almost hit 100K per token last week. I'm recording this on December 3rd. So that's kind of a big deal. And it's a big deal for Bitcoin, but it also drives the price of the other tokens up as well. So something to consider. Okay, so I asked him how to start and I put $500 into a token called XRP. And I just held it for a long time. And then I would just put 500, 500, 500 whenever I was sort of just like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to put 500 in. And I didn't even in total put that much money in. I think it was maybe $3,000, maybe less. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I didn't write it down before I started recording this podcast. So what I did was I started putting these 500 chunks in and kind of watching it, kind of forgetting about it. So I wasn't like a really serious investor. I didn't have any plans for it. I just wanted to put money in so that I could be interested in it, right? To have some skin in the game. This would connect me to learning more about it, which is what I wanted to do. And I did the same thing with some stocks I was interested in. And we'll talk about that next, using an app called Fidelity. I always love talking about the systems that I'm using and the tech behind the things that I'm doing. Okay, so crypto, I invested close to $3,000 into XRP. I think it was around 2,500 and at different points. So sometimes the tokens were 33 cents, sometimes they were up to 80 cents. So I just bought a bunch and kind of let it hang out. Well, right now in the market, and I know if you are a crypto investor, you already know this, XRP is nearing $3 per token right now. So think about that investment and what's happening to it. It is growing exponentially. And you can go online and search XRP in the crypto space and see what the predictions are because they vary, right? Because this is just how it is. So they're going to vary. The predictions are going to vary. But a jump from 33 cents to $3 is significant. And if you're me and you have $2,500 in, you can do the math on that. But if you're somebody who put $100,000 in when XRP was 33 cents, you're sitting pretty right now. So there are a lot of different outcomes. I err on the side of caution when I'm investing. So I really do like to educate myself. So here's the things I'm going to share right now. I'm going to share how to start investing in crypto, if that interests you. I'm going to tell you exactly what I buy and how I buy it. And then I'm going to tell you how to track your investment. Okay, so number one, how to start. People think you have to have a bunch of money to start investing in things. You don't. You could put a dollar into XRP if you wanted to. You could buy a portion of a token of Bitcoin. You could buy whatever you want. So as long as you're educating yourself as to what the outcomes would be and what the projected growth is, put in as much as you're comfortable with. And with anything, if you're investing in things like the stock market and crypto and a variety of other things, you should be investing money that you're willing to lose, right? You're not just putting in your life savings and crossing your fingers. There's definitely projected growth happening right now that people have been projecting for a few years and it's happening. So it's important that you start with the amount of money that you're comfortable with. Could that be $20? Yep. Could it be $20,000? Also, yep. So you have to just kind of do what you are comfortable with. This is a personal choice. Like I said, my husband invested a significant amount of money and I just threw $500 at it here and there so that I could have some skin in the game and stay interested in the market. Here's what I buy and why I buy it. I bought XRP because my husband is a big enthusiast and highly educated on crypto. And so I know a lot more about XRP probably than a lot of people because he lives it and breathes it. And I've been to a conference in Vegas. I went with him and it's a really interesting group of people too. It's almost like you go to a party that not everybody knows about and it's fun and it's nerdy and really, really fun. So XRP is what I bought the other day. Someone I know whose husband also has been a big crypto guy for a number of years, she bought something called Dogecoin. And this falls into the category of meme coins. And these can be really volatile, but sometimes they shoot up and it can be really profitable. So Dogecoin, D-O-G-E, if you're interested in Dogecoin, I put $500 in just because I was scrolling on Facebook one night and she posted that it was going crazy and she was super excited about it. So I was like, let me buy it again so I can stay interested and see what it's doing. And it's been pretty steady. I think it's probably been close to a month, but again, like Bitcoin is going up, the other ones are going up. And so Dogecoin has gone up as well. So that is really fun. And those are the two that I have bought so far. Whatever app you use, sometimes they will airdrop you some crypto. If they're trying to promote a new token, you can do what you want with it. I was airdropped a token. I don't even remember the name of it. And I sold it into XRP. So you can buy and sell crypto whenever you want. There are tax liabilities here when you do make a profit off of crypto. So please consult your tax professional for that. But I know a lot of women who are in this space and they're buying and selling all the time. So take that into consideration. So that's what I buy. I buy XRP and Dogecoin, and then how to track. So I use, again, an app called Uphold, and it allows me to track where all the coins are and what they're all doing. And it's really fun. So I look at it several times a day and I'm like, ooh, my XRP is going crazy, or my Dogecoin is the same, or it's gone down slightly. But that's how you track it. You track it on your app. You can put, you know, notifications on there if you want, if you hit a certain profit and you want to sell, you can certainly do that. And again, the example we always kind of come back to is Bitcoin, because it's one of the most well-known and biggest in the crypto space. And it almost hit 100K last week. I think it was at like 99,000 and some change. So if you have Bitcoin, take a look. Take a look at your 401k. Sometimes people have crypto in their 401k and they don't even know it. So take a look there. Or people say, oh, I had Coinbase and I was just playing with it and put some money into it and haven't looked at it in years. Now would be a really good time to look at it. It would be a really great time. Okay. So that is the information that I have on crypto. I do have a group space here launching pretty soon, focused on crypto and stock investment for women specifically. Because when I started posting about these, the responses were all over the map, but a lot of them were from women who've been investing in crypto and stocks for a long time, and I had no idea. So I think that's really fun. I think it's time for us to outnumber the crypto bros. I'm over the energy. I went to this XRP conference in Las Vegas. I'm recording this on December 3rd. I think it was in April or May. It was probably maybe 10% women at most. And I think a lot of us were there to support our partners and weren't active investors yet, or didn't totally buy into it just yet. There needs to be more women in investing in general, but in this space specifically, because it's easy to get into. It's really easy to educate yourself on it, and it's easy to track what's happening in the market. Okay, now let's switch over to stock investing here for a second. So I don't follow a lot of financial advisors. Again, I've kind of just stuck to really traditional ways of investing for a long time. I've only been in the crypto and stock market for a few years. But there's some stocks that I bought a few years ago that are doing really well. So the few financial advisors that I follow, they share things like, you know, Warren Buffett's investing strategies and all these sort of things that have a little bit more weight. I don't like the fly-by-night sort of, oh, this stock is really hot, you should buy it. I like the long-term investment. I'm not a day trader. If you are a day trader, your take on this is going to be very different. So I'm someone who likes to invest money for the long-term. So here's what I did. When I got started, I bought some PayPal and some Uber stock. And there's a lot of reasons that you would buy a certain stock. They can be any reasons, honestly. There's no right or wrong to buying and selling your stocks. So I bought PayPal and Uber because the financial investor that I follow recommended them. So I started following the market on those two for a few months. And then I bought some and it's been doing really well. It's been doing really well. It's super stable. PayPal is a really great stock to invest in. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. So this is for entertainment purposes only. I think my attorney wants me to say that. But another one that I bought that's doing pretty well is Mattel. And the reason that I bought Mattel, again, you can buy stocks for any reason, any rhyme or reason that you want. I bought Mattel because the Barbie movie was coming out. And so it's been a few years now because I think Barbie came out last Christmas. So I heard some rumors that they were filming a Barbie movie and I kept seeing it online and there were some like behind the scenes stuff and there were rumors about this movie coming out and they were starting to merchandise it and all these things. So I was like, let me look at Mattel stock because they own Barbie. So I bought a bunch of Mattel stock, which went up a lot when the movie came out. because with the movie then comes merchandise and commercials and, you know, more marketing. And it went up quite a bit and then I sold it and did really well. And some of the other ones that I like that Warren Buffett invests in, I told you, I brought him up a moment ago, Apple stock, American Express. He also has Coca-Cola, he has Bank of America, Chevron, and Sirius XM. So I want you to take a look at the brands that you have in your life that you like, that you're loyal to for whatever reason, and write down the brands that you like. Is it Lululemon? Are you a gym rat? Is it Peloton? Is it Apple computers? Because you're a Mac shop like me. I'm all Mac all day. I have all the Mac devices so that they all talk to each other. Is it something else? Are you an American Express enthusiast like me? Check out that stock. So a really easy way to choose the stocks that you are considering, or if you just want to get into the market and you're like, I don't know where to start, take a look at brands that you're familiar with and see what their stocks are doing. Pick five. Write down five brands that you really like and just see what they're doing. Do you have Nikes always in your closet? Do you only fly United Airlines? You know, just think of these really big brands and just see what they're doing. See what their stocks are doing. See how they are performing. Don't overthink it. Don't think you need to be an expert in investing. What does that even mean? Being an expert, there's no checklist that you check every box and now you're automatically an expert. Just educate yourself. That's the important part, is just to educate yourself and know whatever you are investing in is not a guaranteed profit, right? There's no guaranteed return in these things, but we can ascertain that there will be growth, long-term growth in certain stocks based on the history of the performance. So that's where you need to educate yourself, is see what the trends are. Do certain things increase in stock value over the holidays? You know, what's the seasonal trend of the things that you are interested in? And it's going to vary from stock to stock. So that's really up to you to decide. And again, the mindset behind this is really important. Invest money that you can afford to lose, right? You're not going to put your life savings into the stock market or into crypto. Invest money that you are willing to lose, and also be prepared for the the mental side of it. If you're in the crypto market, you know it's been crazy lately. So if you're, for example, if you're investing in XRP like me and you're like, oh, I put $2,000 in and now it's at 20, great, excellent. You're going to feel super pumped. Your energy is going to be high. You're going to walk around all day making plans for this money when you sell. And then the next day it's going to go down to 19K and then it's going to float up $200. Then it's going to go down 500 and up a little bit and down a little bit. And I want you to really just be aware that that's going to affect you mentally. It's going to affect you. You're going to get really excited and then really sad. And then there's something called panic selling, and you're going to be having thoughts of just panic selling all of your crypto and taking your profits and running. So here's what happens to people that panic sell. If XRP goes down, you sell all your XRP and then it goes up the next day, then you're going to be really pissed. So I want you to just educate yourself. That is the name of the game with investing in general, in anything. Educate yourself, be aware of how and why to invest, and then also be prepared for the mindset of it, because it is not for the faint of heart. But if you want to see, however, how many other women are also investing in this space, start making some posts on your social media like I have been, and people will start commenting. The people you least expect it are going to tell you that they're holding a bunch of stock or a bunch of crypto and that they're doing really well right now, and it's going to be really fun. So I know that this space is not for everyone. I know that. It wasn't for me several years ago either, but it is now. It is now. I see the return in what I'm investing in right now. I've learned a lot over the last three plus years, and it's been really fun. I've just been nerding out and really figuring out these profitable strategies, and I see it firsthand, and I'm really pumped to share it all with you. So I've created a space for you. If you are a woman who wants to get involved into investing in the crypto and the stock space, and other money strategies, I just love talking about money growth for women specifically. We need more education around it. We need more support around it. So I've created the Money Lab, and the Money Lab is a group course, and it's for women who want to invest in crypto and stock market and other ways to grow their passive income. So it's a group course. It's recorded videos, also has a monthly call, also has a Facebook group for market updates. So if this is for you, I'm going to put the link to the Money Lab below in the show notes. It's going to be really fun. And it's going to be the place where you find other people who are adventurous and brave and willing to learn just like you. So like I said, my posts have been kind of polarizing. Some have been really mean. Somebody asked me if my account was hacked. And I said, no, it's not hacked. I just started talking about investing. I haven't been doing it for years, but I just started talking about it. So for every one person that asks if my account has been hacked, there's probably three women that are like, oh my God, I just started investing in XRP, or I have some Bitcoin that I forgot about, or I have an old Coinbase account that I forgot about. So it's just really started this beautiful conversation. And women need to be making money too. You know, let's not leave it to the crypto bros and the day traders. Let's get some women in the game. So join me at the Money Lab. Again, I'll put a link below. I'd love to see you there. It's going to be a really fun space. And again, I feel like it's a party that not everybody is invited to, but it's really fun. So, and in the Money Lab, there is no requirement for investing. It's strictly education. It's strictly strategy. I'm showing you numbers. I'm showing you exactly what I'm investing and what I'm investing in and how I got there. And it's really specific strategies, but no, you don't have to jump into the crypto market or the stock market to be in the Money Lab. It's education and it's support. So if you are ready to do those things, you'll be able to have all the tools available to you in the Money Lab. And you'll have a really great community of women who are jumping in and sharing their experiences as well. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne, and I will see you next week. Bye.